WestonCompanyJewelry4Radio.com.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at WestonCompanyJewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. Wear Weston Company. Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this Labor Day special edition of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I hope everybody is getting home safely or driving home currently and have enjoyed their extended weekend. I know I am enjoying mine. I am over in Montana. I know my Aunt Vicki is enjoying hers. She is down south in Texas visiting with friends. Vicki, are you there joining me this evening?
I am, Becky, and hello, everyone. You know, the Labor Day weekend, Becky, again, you know, just kind of takes you back to the stories behind the stories. And lots of folks on the road, just like you mentioned, and lots of rodeos going on. And I know, Becky, you were in Montana. You still are in, but you were there for a rodeo this weekend. And you got to hug Bob Tallman's neck. I'm so jealous.
You know, it is crazy rodeo weekend. It's like I call it rodeo mania because everybody is flying. I mean, I heard so many stories this weekend. I was up in Plains, Montana. I've never been to that rodeo. I thought, you know what, I'm before Spokane rodeo and before Pendleton. I want to get to a Montana rodeo. So I've heard so many great things about Plains, Montana and the Saunders Fair. And I know Bob announces it. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go see Uncle Bob. So Gray and I trucked up there Saturday evening. He had driven 1,100 or 1,300 miles. He'd just come back from Nebraska. And I'm like, we are going to Plains. And so we headed up there, and I got to see Bob. I spotted him a mile away. I'm like, oh, there he is. And so got to go over, hug his neck, visit with him for a while, and we had some good talks and watched a great rodeo, great little fair. They packed the house out. But it was really, really funny to listen to all the stories about getting to Plains and getting from, you know, Sheridan. You know, I know that there's people traveling that was at Sheridan at the ERA that are up in or at Ellensburg in the short go. And you know, the stories of getting from Ellensburg to up here. It was hilarious. I mean, it was Cody Wright. I got to meet Cody Wright this trip, which he's just a great guy. And he's got, you know, several of the Wright boys out there that are riding. He's riding still at 40. His son is the youngest of the Wright brothers. And he was talking about Spencer over in Sheridan and all that, but they were talking about how they were stuck on the mountain wasn't sure if they were going to make it. And I don't know, it was just right. It was really fun getting to hear all those stories. And I know you got to travel to, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name because I've obviously botched names already today. But Evie, you got to have a really great interview down south in Texas. Tell us about that.
Right. Bud and I traveled to Crockett, Texas, and met Bill McRoberts down there on a beautiful Friday morning, and got to spend some wonderful time with a hero to so many, and he's certainly my hero, and that would be Mirtis Dyckman, and put together a beautiful, Mirtis was just such a gracious man and such an inspiration to so many, and you know, Becky, he really broke all the barriers back in the 60s. He was the first professional black rodeo cowboy to ride at the National Finals Rodeo. So it was an honor to interview him. Met him the night before, and there at the truck stop, and we all ate dinner together. And then after the interview, back to the truck stop for a cup of coffee, sharing some conversation. And then we stopped by Mirtis's place, and it just fabulous, wonderful person. What an honor. So anyway, that was our weekend. We were back home Friday night, and so we just been kind of laying low and enjoying a few days off.
What a fun weekend. And, you know, I gotta just say, everyone, if you're listening, you know that my daughter has been down there with Brett and Keely and Aunt Vicky and everybody. And I just talked to her for a few minutes a little bit ago. She's got her bags packed and all ready to go to Aunt Vicky's because she is coming home on Wednesday. So I'm really excited about that.
Becky, Sabrina is so excited too. You know, Bud and Deb and I went to church in Burnett yesterday morning, and of course we met up with the kids, and Sabrina was there with them, and she told me, she said, well, you know, I'm just going to cry when I see my mom, and I looked at her and I said, so what? I'm going to cry when I put you on the plane.
Yeah, I think she's a little homesick, but I have a feeling it'll last a couple of weeks, and then she'll be ready to get back on the plane. She's going to miss Cotton, and she's going to be wanting back
yeah.
down there with Cotton. So, but anyway, with that, huh?
I see what's she's going to want to come back and ride Cotton again. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, but with that being said, it's been a crazy, crazy summer, and I guess this is kind of the kickoff into fall. And as much as we love to pay tribute to our generation before us and everything that they did and all the stories and all the things that we've got to experience, we also love to pay tribute to our military and their stories and what they've seen and been through and where they are today and how we can help elevate and empower them in such a special way so that they are honored when they come back from combat or when they come back from serving and retire. They just deserve our respect. And so we
Absolutely.
Each month highlight Warriors and Rodeo. And Aunt Vicky, you know, we got to meet Sherry Smith down in Vegas last year and became this really great partnership. So it's Warriors and Rodeo Monday. We're doing it a little early this month. We just thought it was fitting. And so we are welcoming to the show another member. He's actually, I'm going to let him talk about it when he comes on, but he is part of Warriors and Rodeos, and that is from Independent Kansas, Michael Hall. Michael, are you there?
I am. Thank you. And hello, and thanks for having me.
Well, we say thank you so much to you for your service and all that you do for our veterans, and we're excited to have our listeners get to hear all the exciting things that you're doing to elevate and empower those veterans and military members that have done so much to serve our country and us. So if you would you share a little bit with our listeners about your background, you know, how you got involved in the military and what that looked like for you?
Well, you know, I'm from Independence, Kansas, as you said. I come from a military family. You know, I joined the Army in 2003. Moved forward to 2006. I had a deployment. We were hit with a roadside bomb, come back, you know, end up being medically retired. So I'm a retired E6 out of the Army. As my kids got a little older, they kind of got into the rodeo stuff through some friends of friends, and it kind of took off from there, and I kind of picked up where I had left off with wanting to rope a little bit. And I wound up in Texas down in Stephenville at a veterans clinic that was put on by Charlie Crawford. From there, I met Sean Day, and Sean Day actually brought me to the War Family. So it's a big, long road over the course of several years that brought me to where I'm at. I met Sherry over the summer. face to face after I had already been a war member for a couple of months. And, you know, we worked together on some different things and worked on a few little projects together. And I was asked this last week to come and sit on the board for Warriors and Rodeo, which is pretty exciting for me. I've spent a lot of time working with veterans in several different capacities, from working to get guys back to, you know, what is typically their new normal when they're a severely injured case. I've had the opportunity to send probably 50, 60 guys hunting over the last 2 years, 3 years. I was also working in a VA hospital for the last three years prior to getting out of the Army. So,
wow.
That's kind of what brought me here. So, and like I said, I really appreciate you guys making time for us, and I know there's a lot of guys out there listening. So,
well, I know that, Michael. In reading your bio, I was really drawn to the fact that how much you do in your own right, and then in, you know, I guess you would say joining ventures and locking arms with what Sherry's doing. It kind of seems like a natural fit because you do a lot of networking for the veterans. Through community organizations and so forth. Share with our listeners, if you would, you know, I think there is maybe possibly, if you're not in a military family or had anybody come back from service, they probably don't understand why what you're doing is so important. So would you share with our listeners, you know, what is it like for someone to come back from combat to get, we've seen the movies, but, you know, movies are just one glimpse of what really happens for a veteran when they come back.
Sure. You know, when you go in, you get very comfortable with structure. You know, and through your entire course, it's structure all the time. Well, you know, that first page, that first chapter of getting out of the military, man, that first day, you know, whether you get out on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, the next day, there's nobody saying, hey, you need to be here at this point, you know, at this place. So, and again, I have a lot of experience with the severely wounded, injured Neil coming back. So those guys, whenever the accountability goes away, you'll find them guys have a tendency to almost recluse back into their home because it's comfortable. Everything is exactly where they put it, the way they put it, and they're for their reasons. What I found early on was if I could send guys out to go hunt, to find something, everybody has a common ground. Everybody in the military has shot a gun at one point or another. So hunting for me, being from Southeast Kansas, you know, we have a big population of whitetail deer. We have a big population of turkeys. So that was pretty easy. Well, when my family really got into the rodeo thing, I found, hey, you know what, there's a lot of structure that goes with this. And then as, like I said, we progressed in that world. There's a lot of veterans that rodeo. There's a lot of veteran families that are doing the same thing mine's doing. So that was pretty easy to make that transition from doing the hunting stuff into doing the more of the rodeo stuff, which fits our family much better. I've got three girls at home, so we don't do a whole lot of hunting together. They're not into that. So when Warriors and Rodeo kind of popped up, I sat down with my wife and I was like, hey, you know, I really think this is something that would fit all of us. And it's something we kind of gain some new friends. And, you know, military people in general, they have a tendency to navigate to each other, you know, because you have the same ideology, you have the same thought process. And
right.
So that's, but as far as reintegrating, you know, it's really hard. The general public doesn't always think the same way that your veterans coming back think. You know, you're pretty cut and dried. Facts are facts. Fluff is fluff. And we don't need all that other nonsense. So we go straight for the facts. And I think when you know, the war family, we have a Facebook page where we all kind of communicate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very direct, and it's kind of funny because you know you do your regular Facebook, and there will be a lot of jargon, and then you go over here to war, and there will be a lot of joking around, but nobody stays, nobody holds anything back. If there's something going on, it's very plain, it's very cut and dried.
Well, you know, Michael, this is Vicki, and I, you know, reading your bio and going over it, you know, and being, you know, an Army wounded warrior advocate, I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, after y'all come back, you are drawn together because that's where your support system is and your families. I mean, there's a bond there that will always exist and never be gone. And, you know, I was reading, you know, not only just, you know, with rodeo and with youth and this and that, but you actually, you know, actually help your brothers and sisters get back into civilian mode of life and help them find jobs. And there's a lot of different things going on. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. You know, there's the whole process of, you know, you go in the Army or the military, you know, whatever branch, you take a test, they tell you, you get this score, you can have these jobs. Well, when your Army life's over, now you got to write a resume. And then when you go in for an interview, you've got to take your acronyms out. All the, everything that you were taught for however long you were in goes away because now you got to speak plain English. You got to figure out a way to connect with the guy across the desk from you. So when I was in Memphis, we spent a lot of time, and we did get some things done where I was helping guys write some resumes. I had some people from the public that came in that worked for other companies that would give an hour or two here or there to one or two guys that would help them write a resume. They would go through mock interview process. They would go through, you know, anything that could kind of pop up. We really kind of had a system, and it was really neat to see your civilians come in and say, hey, you know what you guys did was great. And instead of, you know, buying the yellow ribbon that goes on the back of your car, that's a magnet that says support our troops. Hey, they were actually out there getting their hands dirty and helping them get back into the swing of life.
You know, Michael, I think you hit the nail right on the head talking about the yellow ribbon and the bumper sticker and all that. And I want to take a quick commercial break and station identification. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what your statement you just made. So we'll be right back with Michael Hall, Warriors and Rodeo.
ForRadio.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. She's in Texas, I'm in Montana, and we are enjoying the last bit of our Labor Day weekend, and I hope that you all are as well. If you're listening, you either you're listening to us by streaming online at she'sgonecountry.us, or you've called 347-857-3760. And if you're listening and you have any questions for us or our listener or our guest, I'm sorry, just press 1. That'll take you to the host queue. And my producer, Maria, will let us know that you're on the line. Vicki, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I love you, and I appreciate you every day. And I just want to welcome back to the show our guest. It's Warriors and Rodeo night, and we are speaking with Mr. Michael Hall from Independent Candace. And he is on the – is it? What is your actual physical title now with Warriors and Rodeo?
Oh, just a board member, I suppose. I'm just,
so you said you're on
you know,
but you just got voted on the executive board, correct?
I don't know. I guess I don't know if they have an executive board. I you know, we have a board. There's a couple of us on it.
Hey, well, Michael, this is Vicki, and I know your title, and that is whatever it takes to get it done. You're the go-to guy, right?
I do everything I can. I promise you that.
Right.
Well, and you know, I've been so terrible with names and everything. It's probably because I'm still on weekend mode. But you know, before the break, we were talking with Michael, and he was sharing with us about the veterans and what they experience when they come back, and military members. And he touched on something that I think is so important, and that's about how, you know, sometimes people, they want to support the military, or they want to support a quote-unquote cause. And so they'll get the bumper sticker, or they'll get the T-shirt, or they'll do the fun run, or they'll do this, or they'll do that, and that's all great. But I'm really finding, and it's the same that it goes with our older generation, and as I have, and I know Aunt Vicki will agree with me on this, as we listen to the generation before us, and we listen to their stories, and we take time out to listen and to care and to physically care, not just say that we care, it makes, I mean, they glow when they get to tell their stories. They light up when they get to share their memories and their life with somebody else that wants to hear, avidly wants to hear or help. And I think that we as a society, we're so quick to judge our military and our first responders and all those things. If we would do, as you said, Michael, and roll up our sleeves and get in and help, I think we would see a change in the viewpoint of our communities and some of the negativity that's been put out towards our military. Would you agree?
I absolutely. You know, just to touch on that a little bit, if you really look back, you know, in history, and you think our Vietnam veterans, and I use this a lot, you look at our Vietnam veterans when they came back, you want to talk about a tough life. You want to talk about a tough group of guys and gals. You know, they come back and they're really shunned. But then you see the big push in 03, 04, 05, 06, you know, for OEF. And you know, the guys who really paved the way coming back was the Vietnam veterans. I mean, they made things so much easier because they had already been through this. So instead of trying to, you know, hold everything to themselves and not let anybody, you know, take in part of the success that they did have amongst each other, they made it grow. You know, and I think that means a lot. You know, those guys really were not treated well by a lot of people when they came back. And you know, they flourished. Look at all the things that generation, you know, from, you know, the early 70s, late 60s, look at what they've done for America today. And the hand that they were dealt, you know, the hand they were dealt when they came back.
Right.
You know, so right. I definitely think that, you know, society with all the police tragedy and the EMS, the firefighters that's been going on, you know, I really think there's a large portion of the public out there that really does want to do something and do something positive and make it beneficial to everybody.
Absolutely. Which, I mean, yeah, there's definitely a push for that. I've got a large echo here. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, but I do hear the echo.
Okay. Well, I apologize, but you know, just what Michael said, Becky. You know, thinking back to the Vietnam era and our veterans that came home from Nam. I mean, you know, they were trailblazers, Michael. They were a lot like Myrtis Dyckman. They broke barriers and they stepped forward and they raised their voices and they were heard. And I think before that generation, so many of our veterans you know, when they came home, you know, they had the support of veterans groups and of the nation. But Nam was that first generation where there was controversy. And I'm sure that you still find that today with, you know, with our returning veterans from Iraq and from the service now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think there's going to be a barrier anytime you take a group of people, you know, and use the United States in this instance, because it's what we're talking about. Anytime you have that large population, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Somebody's going to not like it. Somebody's not going to want to support that. But, you know, to see the guys come back and, you know, just with war, we've got Operation Out of My Watch, which is basically a suicide prevention. I mean, that's a main cause. That's one of our biggest things that we do, you know, and I promise you, if you get on the Facebook site and you become a war member, you know, if you go down through there, I bet once a week, you know, there's 5 or 6 or 10 phone numbers that are put out. Hey, guys, if y'all need anything at all, give me a call. It doesn't matter what time it is. So that's one support system right there in itself. And I think a lot of that has been passed down. You know, we learned from the guys ahead of us.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and I know that this is Becky, and I know that Warriors and Radio has done a great job.
Great job.
Are you guys muted?
Are you guys muted?
Okay, I think that's what it is. There was just someone wasn't muted. But I think that what Warriors and Rodeo and everything that you guys are growing and expanding on is just a great avenue, and there's so much room for support, and there's so much room for volunteers. And I love the fact that the rodeo community is getting behind you guys, because that camaraderie that you guys felt when you were serving and that, you know, that just that camaraderie, the companionship and the, you know, mutual, you know, being in the same field and the same line of work and the understanding is great for you guys. And I love that you guys have partnered with Rodeo, because I think as a whole, that community holds the military in such high regard, no matter, you know, what walk of life you're from. I'm sure a lot do, but Rodeo is something special, just like the military families are something special. So if you would, I know we're about out of time. Michael, will you share with our listeners how to get involved with Warriors and Rodeo before we close the show out?
You bet. You guys, anybody can go to warriorsandrodeo.org. From there, you'll find we have a war store where you can go get the T-shirt, where you know, and I promise you the T-shirts, if you go out and get a T-shirt, somebody will see it somewhere, and they will say, hey, how you doing? Shake your hand and tell you, hey, you know, what really happened. From there, you know, Warriors and Rodeo's on Twitter. Like I said, on Facebook, if you look up Warriors and Rodeo, we're on there. We do have a public page. And you can learn everything you need to know from there. And you can, you know, it's got a contact tab and all that good stuff. So, you know, you can always email war@warriorsandrodeo.org. That's a good way, too. So it's whatever anybody wants to do.
Well, Michael, we thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we thank you that you've stepped up and are helping Sherry with her foundation and organization. And I know we're going to see great things as this. I mean, because it is, it's catching fire, and people are coming in droves to her organization, and that's awesome. And we appreciate her and everything that she's doing because of your heart for the military. So with that, thank you. I'm going to say goodnight, and I'm going to turn it over to my Aunt Vicki to close out the show.
Thank you, Becky. Michael, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you continue to do in your civilian life after your service. God bless you. Listeners, we're going to close out this evening with our good friend Crystal Lyons. So we just wish you a happy and safe Labor Day evening. God bless you all. And here's Miss Crystal Lyons with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone.
And I was entered in the goat mine at this rodeo, and I suddenly became plagued
about wrecking and hurting myself, and it was suffocating. I began to think that maybe God was trying to warn me so I should maybe draw out. Well, as I was riding around the rodeo grounds, God started talking to me, and he started telling me that the fear that I was feeling was not my fear, that it was the presence of the spirit of fear that was coming against me, and that if I would resist it and do what I feared, that fear would leave me. Well, I started quoting 2 Timothy 1:7, and I ended up winning the goat tying that night. Well, years later, I was at a pro rodeo that had added girls bull riding, and there was already two guys that had been hurt and hauled off to ICU, and the cowgirl right in front of me, while I was getting ready to get on my bull, her bull fell on her, and she's the third one to go to ICU. I'm telling you what, I could just feel fear. It was thick as you could cut it with a knife. Well, I started quoting a passage out of Psalm 91. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it'll not come near me. I was the only girl that rode a bull that entire weekend, and I won the whole pot. Learn to discern fear's presence. When you know it's the wrong kind of fear, speak the word and do what fear is telling you not to do, because there's a blessing in it. God wants you blessed, and he'll give you the courage to go there. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at rodeospot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me. Right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.